today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program. Today is a special. For today's discussion and program, we want to talk about how to strengthen the faith. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum. Today, Wednesday, is the 8th of the month of Sha'ban, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Isfan, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's start a day and bless a program. We're reciting Ayahs 97 and 98 of Surah Al-An'am. Stay tuned.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وهو الذي جعل لكم النجوم لتهتدوا بها في ظلمات البر والبحر قد فصلنا الآيات لقوم يعلمون.
And it is He who placed for you the stars, that you may be guided by them through the darknesses of the land and sea. We have detailed the signs for a people who know.
قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَفْقَهُونَ.
And it is He who produced you from one soul and gave you a place of dwelling and of storage. We have detailed the signs for a people who understand.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The question is that why the Quran says, for a people who understand. To answer this question, it can be said that the reason is that only these people are those who utilize the Quranic reasoning. Similar to this meaning is the phrase which says that only the pious are those who enjoy the guidance of the Quran. This concluding sentence of the verse has been mentioned both in the previous verse and this verse in order to indicate that each one of these matters are separately worthy of being taken care, and they are some evidences upon oneness and glory of Allah. A strengthening of the faith. Faith is complete belief in Allah. It's important to understand that increasing your spiritual strength or your feeling of connectedness to Allah is all about your belief in Allah. Belief is something which can strengthen and weaken, and there are lots of reasons why this happens. Belief in Allah or a weakness in your faith or iman is all to do with understanding who Allah is and who you are. Faith for a Muslim means accepting with conviction the foundational precepts of Islam and the oneness of Allah. Gauge and ask yourself how much knowledge you have of the foundational precepts of Islam and if you have acquired sufficient knowledge to safeguard your faith.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. In this very session, we're trying to talk about the ways to strengthen our beliefs, or iman. The next factor that increases the iman in us is taqwa, or piety. The faith is a strange capital that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to us. If we use the same faith that we have it now, that is, we will follow it by doing righteous deeds and we'll not sin and we'll not commit any sin anymore, even if we can. So we should do the deeds of rewards in the best way possible. And among the sins, there are some sins that refer to the selfishness of human being. And the sins that one actually oppresses another. So we have to avoid committing any sin. But if there is a barrier of piety and taqwa, then naturally a human being would automatically refrain from committing any sin. And he will reach to a point that he even cannot imagine committing a sin. When one of the infallibles was asked that, what is the status of a sin in your mind? He said that, do you ever imagine to commit something which is really dirty? Sometimes it doesn't even come to your mind to go and do that action. Committing sin in us is something like that. So when a person has reached the peak of piety, or he has reached a level of piety even, he will automatically avoid committing sins. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
How to strengthen the faith or iman? Pray. No matter how many prayers you have missed, try to perform your next salah. Even if your prayer with the wavering concentration, just don't stop praying, don't stop trying. After you are done with prayer, sit and make dua. Let your emotions, your feelings, and your thoughts follow. Allah knows everything about you. He loves you. He will never abandon you. Tell Him what your heart is going throughout right now. Tell Him how much you want comfort and relief. And ask Him to increase your iman. These simple, honest, and raw conversations will make you feel lighter than you can ever imagine. And establish prayer and give zakah and bow with those who bow in worship and obedience. This is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 43.
You are the whole for a club. Don't give up, no despair. there's nothing you can't repair. You can change this world to a better world with your souls, with your souls.
The facts and signs of certainty. Parallel with the degrees of certainty, there exist different effects and signs for it. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam has said, certainty raises the status of Iman to a lofty one. And the great prophet of Islam, hearing that Jesus Christ has walked over water, replied, if Jesus enjoyed greater certainty, he would have walked on air as well. This statement depicts the lofty degree of certainty. All prophets are not on the same footing. Some who have more certainty are of higher status. As the prophets enjoy different degrees of certainty, so do the believers. A man who enjoys a better degree of certainty naturally sees power and might only in the hands of Allah and insists on worshipping Him both publicly and in private.
You know, there are some very easy good deeds that don't really take much time from you. For example, reciting Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. How easy is that, brothers and sisters? How many seconds does it take you to recite Surah Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad? 7 seconds, 10 seconds? But look at the great reward, the Quran. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if you recite Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, Allah will give you the ajr of reading 1/3 the Quran. So recite it 3 times, it's like you read the Quran cover to cover. Tasbihatul Zahra, after Salah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 33 times Subhanallah. It takes you literally 2 minutes. The Imam, Al-Imam As-Sadiq says, this is greater than praying 1,000 rak'ahs. 1,000 rak'ahs, that will take you like 10, 15 hours. So I will say, I had such easy things to do, but why didn't I take advantage of it? Just wasted all my time. Imam Ali alayhi salam says in Nahj al-Balagha, wa'lam anna ad-dunya daru baliyatin lam yafrugh sahibuha fiha qat sa'atan illa kanat farghatuhu alayhi hasratan yawm al-qiyamah. The Imam says that no, on the day of judgment, any hour that you wasted in the dunya, that you did nothing productive in, you will have so much regret on the day of judgment. You will have so much regret. Why did I not do something productive? It was something as simple as tasbih. You can multitask. Whatever you were doing, you're driving. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Recite Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. Listen to Quran. Listen to dua. Something as simple as that, but I didn't. Sometimes just 30 minutes, you're just driving and daydreaming, right? You're daydreaming, you're dozing, which sometimes gets dangerous as well. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of Arab English Radio Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Today's Special. For more information, do not forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
Signs you put in my way, I walked there. with every breath I take.